From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Increased voter turnout in Curaçao's island elections, significant financial assistance for Guadeloupean farmers from France, and Guyana's teachers set to join protest demonstrations for higher pay. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Voters in the Dutch Antilles expect to know by midnight tonight local time which election candidates won the 21 seats in Curaçao and 5 each in Sabre and St. Eustatius. The polls are due to close in just under 2 hours. In Curaçao, where much of the attention is focused, more than 124,000 people are eligible to vote. Paul De Wint is director of Curaçao's national television station, Dele Curaçao. I asked him a short time ago what the voter turnout has been like so far.
It has been better than usual. The people of Curaçao, normally, they use the afternoon, the majority of them, to vote. Most employers get 4 hours off. You're supposed to, according to law. And what most employers do is that they close down for the afternoon. So in practice, most of the people there get the afternoon off in order for them to vote. But it is notable that this year more people are starting to vote in the morning as well. So the people that are charged with trying to persuade people to make use of their democratic right are happy up to now. It just seems people are very interested. They really know